Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, It's Your Time to Grow and Expand.
Speak the Word.
Friends, I know and you know that every day that we're confronted with messages and news of lack, we're confronted with messages of news of sickness and death coming through all the news media. It comes through the newspapers, the internet, the television, the radio. You know, there just seems to be no end to it. No matter where you look or what you turn on, that's what you can get one of these and sometimes a variety of all of them. We get our ears and eyes pumped full every day. We're bombarded on every side. It's kind of like Paul. Paul said he was pressed on all sides. As a matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 9 in New King James, Paul said, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. He said, we are perplexed, but not in despair. In verse 9, he said, we're persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, he said, but not destroyed. In verse 16 says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Verse 18 says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And I want to pause here for a moment and speak about this, because a lot of times, brothers and sisters, we get a little confused about that Satan is trying to get us to focus on all those things around us, which most of the time these things are going to cause you to doubt. It's going to cause you to get into fear, and it's going to cause you to get away from trusting the Lord and trusting what you see. And so he's saying here that what we see in the natural is only temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So it's the things that are eternal that we want to focus on. Think about that. All those things that are going on in your life right now is only temporary. And I think that should be some good news for you today, because it's good news to know that if you're suffering in life today, or if you're suffering in your body, or you're having troubles in your families, you can look at that as a temporary situation. Because when you pray and talk to the Lord about it, all that temporary stuff, the Lord, that can be changed, you know, and from being temporary until being eternal. And that's why Paul and others did not lose heart, because they had their faith in God and not what was going on around them in the natural. And that's what we have to do every day. We have to focus on what's going on in the supernatural realm and not what's going on in the natural. And friends, you must do the same. You must put your faith in the only one who can help you. And we know that there's only one that can help you. I believe that the time has come to choose what we're willing to give up for Jesus' sake, what we're willing to let go of. The time has come to find out what our priorities are, and I believe it's a season of decisions. We're coming into a place where the Lord wants us to grow and expand in every area of our lives, not just in one place, but in every area of our lives. You might ask me, what do I mean when I say it's a season for decisions? Well, brothers and sisters, from the things that I see and the things that I hear, I think that many are trying to serve two gods. And if you are a believer, you know that there's only one God. And I'm about to say something that might step on some toes, but however, I must say what the Lord gives me. He did not anoint me, and He did not anoint me to preach tickle-your-ear messages. He has anointed me to speak His truth. And according to John 8, verse 31 in Amplified Bible, it says, "So Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in Him, 'If you abide in My word,'" in other words, hold fast to My teachings and live in accordance with them, He says, "you truly are My disciples." And verse 32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Praise God. Brothers and sisters, in the end, do you hear this? In the end, His truths are the only thing that will save you. I know with the things going on, it does appear that we're living in the end days. It does look that way. But then in Scripture, even Paul was talking about the end days. So apparently we've been living in it for a long time. But I can say this and know that we are nearer than we were before. So how long that's going to be, only God Himself knows. Even Jesus Himself does not know when that's going to be. But as I read God's Word, I realize I must continue to teach His Word as He has given it to me. According to James chapter 3, verse 1, Jesus says, "We who teach will be judged more strictly than others." In Matthew 5, 19 through 20, in the English Standard Version, it says, "A person should obey every command in the law, even one that does not seem important." You know, sometimes we'll look at Scriptures and we don't think that applies to us, you know, and maybe we don't feel like that's important. But we have to understand that if that word is in the Bible, God's book, then it's important. And He put it there for a reason. And it says here that whoever refuses to obey any command and teaches others not to obey it, he will be the least important in God's kingdom. But whoever obeys the law and teaches others to obey it will be great in God's kingdom. And my desire is to teach God's Word and teach it in a plain and simple way so that you can understand it and make sure that it's based on Scripture. So some messages, I always give lots of Scriptures and some just seem to be a lot more. But it's important that you know the Word, because it's not important that you know what I think. It's important that you know what the Word of God says. In verse 20, it says, "I tell you that you must do better than the teachers of the law and the Pharisees. If you're not more pleasing to God than they are," he says, "you will never," and I capitalized that, he says, "you will never enter God's kingdom." And I realize that those are some strong words, but they're also, there are some true words. I'm convinced that I must teach His truth. I do not want to be left behind. I don't think anybody wants to be left behind. My destiny is to enter into my Father's gates, the gates of His kingdom. That is my destiny. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, in the God Word translation, it says, "The Spirit says clearly that in latter times some believers will desert the Christian faith. They will follow spirits that deceive, and they will believe the teachings of demons." And friends, this is happening all over the world today. People are running into churches and running to places where people are teaching beliefs that, believing like things that from demons, you know, and maybe it doesn't seem like demons to you, but if you're not teaching the truth of God's Word, that's really what you're doing. They're looking for somebody with a feel-good message, somebody that can tickle your ear. But I'm telling you, you can hear this on Sunday, Wednesday, Monday, whenever, but when Monday morning comes, if you're not getting the true Word of God, you're going to be in trouble. Because it's only the Word of God that's going to rescue you. It's only the Word of God that's going to save you. In Exodus 34, 14, it says, "For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God." And it tells us in Hebrews 12, 27, he says, "Therefore let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. I want you to know that in both the Old and the New Testament, he is continually stating there is one God. And even God himself confirms it by saying, I am the Lord, your God, and there is no other. Brothers and sisters, there is no other God. There's only one God. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. They're the only ones that matter, the only ones that count.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that it is your desire for us to grow and expand, and you're not the one that's holding us back. Oh, Lord, help us to understand that we can't grow and expand and be blessed by you when we have one foot in and one foot out of your kingdom. But we must be all in for you, Jesus. Lord, according to your word, there is a season for everything. Give us the grace to know that is the season to make better decisions in our life, decisions to always put you first in our life. And when we do this, Lord, I believe that you will bless us coming in and going out in the city and in the field, just as your word promises. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that when you say something, that you always do it. And when you make a promise, you always keep it. And you're not a respecter of persons either. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you in advance that as you were with Jabez, so are you going to be with us and increase our borders and expand us in every area. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.